To close our show tonight, the end of our series from the National Recording Registry.
It's one small step for man.
You know the fellow's name?
Well, I should.
Well, then it was on first.
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first base.
Who?
The guy playing first.
Who is on first?
Land is my land.
Ask not.
Presented by Palm Olive, the beauty soap made with gentle olive oil.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Each year, the Library of Congress chooses 25 recordings to preserve for all time. One of this year's entries is the subject of tonight's tale, You're the Top. Cole Porter wrote the song for the musical Anything Goes, of course, and he recorded it himself just before the show's Broadway debut. And to tell us the story of this American standard, we have two Cole Porter experts.
I'm Mark Horowitz. I'm a senior music specialist in the music division at the Library of Congress.
My name is Robert Kimball, and for 41 and a half years, I've been the artistic advisor to the estate of Cole Porter. And so I'm delighted to be able to say a few words about his great performance of his own song, You're the Top, written in 1934.
At words poetic, I'm so pathetic that I always have found it best, instead of getting them off of my chest, to let them rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenading, as I'll probably miss a ball. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are. You're the top, you're the Colosseum, you're the top, you're the Louvre Museum, you're a melody from a symphony by Strauss, you're a Mendelssohn, a Shakespeare sonnet, you're Mickey Mouse. You're the night.
This song actually was inspired during a cruise on the Rhine River during 1934, the summer of 34. A man named Nicholas de Gunsberg, who was present with Porter on the cruise, said that Porter went around to the friends whom he met and asked them, what were your top experience? What was the finest thing you ever saw or did in your life? And he started collecting anecdotes from people. And those are the anecdotes that he formed into the song. They provided him with his research materials.
You're the Nile. You're the Tower of Pisa. You're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
And this song, it seems to me more than any other song written in the 30s, is the great spirit lifter of that period.
Anything Goes is sort of the quintessential musical of the 1930s, and it opened in 1934. Broadway had, as much of the country, had been decimated by the crash in 29 and had gone through several years of, you know, huge unemployment and horrible things, and it was just now beginning to sort of come out from under that. There were two things in particular. FDR was inaugurated in March of 33, and that certainly was a turning point in the country in a sense of optimism and hope.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
And then Prohibition was ended in December of 33, a little less than a year before the show opened. So I think those two things combined, all of a sudden after years of, you know, real desperation, there were at least glimmers of hope and excitement and enthusiasm in the country. And I think You're the Top captured that, was something that people could derive enormous pleasure from and escapism, which is what they needed.
This song was requested more often at the inaugural parties and for governor, and I know that at the New Year's party for Franklin Roosevelt at the White House in 1934, this was the song of the hour, the big song at that moment in American life.
You're the top, you're Mahatma Gandhi, you're the top, you're Napoleon Brandy, you're the purple light of a summer night in Spain.
You're the National Gallery, your gobbles salary, your cellophane.
Cole Porter wrote several songs that are lists of things. What's difficult about list songs, you very quickly realize that you have to do things to keep the audience, so it's not just a list of things, but that it has a build and the audience gets taken away with it and becomes enthusiastic to hear, well, where's he going to go next with this?
You're the top. You're an arrow collar. You're the top. You're a Coolidge scholar. You're the nimble tread of the feet of Fred Astaire. You're an O'Neill drama. You're Whistler's mama. You're Camembert.
Apparently, it became very popular for people to make up their own versions of the lyrics after the show opened and the song became a hit, and people would send them into newspapers and they would be performed on the radio. Apparently, Porter got frustrated and sort of laid down the law that only official lyrics from the original show could be played on the radio. And then he was on a radio show and had written new lyrics to perform himself, and they wouldn't let him perform his own new lyrics because it went against his own rules.
Your repose, your infernal dante, you're the nose on the great Durante. I'm just in the way, as the French would say, de trop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
It's the first song that I'm aware of, popular song, where in addition to the melody of the tune itself, the accompaniment figures that sort of go between where the character sings are really part of the song. It's very inventive that way, and those little jumps in the accompaniment, and there's a lot of air between the lyric phrases that's very unusual for the time, but it's a very tightly constructed song, and yet it's a very buoyant song, which is sort of part of the magic of it or the mystery of it.
Cole Porter's recording of You're the Top was one of a series of eight he made for the Victor Company, and these were the first commercial recordings that Porter made, and I believe they were the last. He was a fair pianist, not great. He was a fair singer, not great. But what he brought to the recording was the unmistakable quality that a creator brings to a recording of his own work. And I think, all things considered, it's the best recording of the song ever made.
You're the top. You're a Waldorf salad. You're the top. You're a Berlin ballad. You're the basic grand of a lady and a gent. You're an old Dutch master, you're Mrs. Astor, you're Pepsodent. You're romance, you're the steps of Russia, you're the pan on a Roxy Usher. I'm a lazy lout that's just about to stop, but if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
You're the Top, written and performed by Cole Porter in 1934, selected by the Library of Congress to be preserved forever. Our series was produced by Ben Manila and Media Mechanics. And on this last weekend of the year, we leave you with these lines from Alfred Lord Tennyson. Ring out the old, ring in the new. Ring, happy bells, across the snow. The year is going, let him go. Ring out the false, ring in the true. And that's all things considered from NPR News. Andrea Seabrook returns next week. I'm Jackie Leiden. Have a very happy new year.